Thank you. Thank you. That's Laura. Thank you, Laura. So, I don't know if you want to come closer because so you can see the illustrations if you want to. You want to come closer? So you can see. Can you see? All right, so we have a really young crowd. I love it. So these are board books. So these books are perfect for you, little ones. I have two. One is Alma and her family. Alma y su familia. And the other one is Alma head to toe. Alma de pies a cabeza. I'm going to start with this one. On this one, we're going to talk about Alma. But we're going to meet her family, which we met on the picture book. But there's a couple people we didn't meet, like her older brother and her mom. We get to see her here. So we go. My name is Alma. I love my family. Me llamo Alma. Mi nombre es Alma. Yo amo a mi familia. I love them very much. Los quiero muchísimo. I kiss my daddy. Le doy un beso a mi papi. You can come closer. It's fine. I squeeze my mommy. Apachurro a mi mommy. I know. I copy my brother. Copio o imito a mi hermano. I paint on my grandpa. Pinto a mi abuelo. I listen to my great-grandma. Escucho a mi bisabuela. I knit with my great-aunt. Tejo con mi tía abuela. I laugh with my grandma. Río con mi abuela. I play with my cousins. Juego con mis primas. Don't we all do that? I sing to Pajarito, her very best friend. Le canto a Pajarito. I love my family. I love them very much. Amo a mi familia. Los quiero muchísimo. And that's that one. As simple as that. Now, on this one, I like this one because we see Alma, but we see it from different. We see her really up close. We see her body. It's all about her Alma herself and how much she loves her own body. Alma, head to toe. Alma, de pies a cabeza. Hello, my name is Alma. Hola, mi nombre es Alma. This is me, head to toe. Esta soy yo, de pies a cabeza. Cabeza. I have two eyes, one nose, and a mouth. Tengo dos ojos, una nariz y una boca. I see you, pajarito. That's what we do with our eyes. Te veo, pajarito. The flowers smell so good. Las flores huelen riquísimo. That's what we do with our nose. Here are my arms, hands, and fingers. Aquí están mis brazos, manos y dedos. You can see pajarito in there. Pajarito, you are as soft as a flower. Pajarito, eres tan suave como una flor. I know. These are my legs, my feet, and some of my toes. Aquí están mis piernas, mis pies, y algunos de mis dedos. Let's go. Vamos. That's what we do with our legs. We run. Here's my belly. Aquí está mi barriguita. And here's my heart. Y aquí está mi corazón. I am Alma, and this is all of me. Estas soy Alma, y toda esta soy yo. There you go. Those are the books, but I guess I can draw for you. I can draw Alma for you. Would they like that? Would you like to see me draw? Let's do that. We can do that. Do you have a... Oh, just the one. This, maybe this one. Yeah. All right. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw Alma, but I'm going to draw Alma like she draws herself, not like I draw her in the book. So, we're going to start with a frame because I like to have a space where I do things. And that's my outline. A second line. And that's just four lines. I know, amazing. One, two, three, four. I know. Then we start with the face. And the face is a circle. So we're going to start with a circle. She's fine. She's fine. And then we're going to do Alma's hair. And I like to start with the hair that is always out of place. Like right there. Her hair is short and black. Like that. And she has a tiny little bow, and it's two triangles, like that. Her eyes, one, two dots, three eyelashes, one, two, three. Her nose is a tiny little U, like that. And her mouth, like that. Her cheeks are two circles. I'm gonna make them red. Like that. Mm-hmm. And add some color to the bow. Now, the body. We're going to do two lines. One and two. And her arms are behind her back. And if we add two little lines, she's wearing a t-shirt right there. Now, her pants, she always wears them way too high. So we're going to do them like that. And it's striped, like that. And then she's wearing pants, so we're going to do a line. No, she's wearing pants. And a tiny little heart for her shirt. Mm-hmm. And these. Mm-hmm. Striped like that. Like that. Okay, so the last thing I do, like we always do when we finish a drawing, we add our name. So she's going to write her name, Alma. But that's not all her name. Her name is Alma, Sofia, Esperanza. She has a big name. Perfect name for her. Jose. Pura. Candela. There you go. So, I'm done. So if you have any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer them. No questions?
What was your inspiration to write English to Spanish?
My first language is Spanish. And so I moved when I was 23. And when I wanted to, when I had the opportunity to do the picture book, which was Alma, Alma and how she got her name, it went to auction. When it went to auction between six houses, I had the opportunity to, they asked me, so what would you like? And one of the things that I want, the first thing that I wanted to do was release the book at the same time in Spanish, because my parents, it's my first language, my parents will be able to read it, and it meant a lot to me. Yeah, yeah. Read that? Yeah. Yes. Honestly, the first thing they should do is read. I loved reading when I was young, and I read everything I could. They have one thing that children nowadays are so lucky is they have picture books and they have board books. I only had novels, so that's a great thing that they can do. And there's many, many great, absolutely amazing books to read from. And then pretty soon, they're going to be finding those sentences that they love. I had a notebook where I rewrote sentences that I love from books that I loved. So I collected sentences. And pretty soon I was no longer copying sentences, I was writing my own. Yeah. So read. Yeah, read. Yes. Alma is a mix of myself and my daughter. Yeah, Alma's relatives are my family. And that she, but she looks a little bit like my daughter between, yeah. Thank you.